Fresno's no camping ordinance aimed at sprawling tent cities has been in effect for about a year and a half. Since then, the city has received millions in state funds to tackle homelessness issues. However, some would argue that policies like the no camping ban are making life more difficult for the homeless, and that the emergency money is only funding short-term fixes. FM89's Laura Satsui has this story.
Ray, who prefers to be on a first-name basis only, is laying on a mattress that sits directly on the sidewalk. There's no shelter, no tent. His makeshift bed is right outside the Pavarello House, which provides meals and services for the homeless.
This is where I came, because I knew I could survive here.
It's not the first time Ray has been homeless, and he says he's on a waiting list for housing, but it could be a month or more until there's space available. So in the meantime, he's sleeping outside, where he says he sees police regularly.
I have done everything they've asked me to do. I have moved to the location I'm sitting in right now is where the officer that arrested me told me to set up my tent. Before that, he had me in the field across the way. Before that, it was across the street. Before that, it was in the field over here.
And that mattress he sleeps on, well, it's caused some problems. According to police records, Ray was arrested last week for obstructing public passageway. Once he was taken to jail, Ray was let go. But he had to leave his stuff back on that sidewalk, and he says it was gone when he returned.
Well, I've only been accumulating what I have since Tuesday. So they took everything I own, my bicycle, wheelchair, everything.
Ray says he can't get around without a wheelchair, so he's not moving far from this location anytime soon. He wants to charge his phone, but the library's a bit of a trek, and he doesn't want to leave his things behind.
I'm okay. I mean, you know, I'll be okay. I need to be in a situation where I'm not having repeated daily contact with law enforcement. Not in anybody's best interest.
We advise them of whatever the issue is that they may be violating, whether it's trespassing, whether it is a no camping ordinance violation. And they are most times very cooperative.
That's Lieutenant Rob Beckwith. He's in charge of the Fresno Police Department's Homeless Task Force. Beckwith says that in the last year, the force had over 9,000 contacts with homeless people, but Fresno's homeless population is only about 1,800 individuals, so many of those were repeat interactions. Beckwith says the idea is not to criminalize homelessness, but to make connections so people know what services are available.
What are people supposed to do if they can't camp and there aren't enough resources? I mean, is there an alternative for them?
There's always an alternative. We will find an alternative for them, but again, with less than 1% of those individuals wanting the services, that hasn't really been the issue.
In other words, he says very few homeless people accept the services he offers, but the executive director of Central California Legal Services thinks that it's worrisome how often homeless people are approached by law enforcement, even though officers are just doing their jobs.
There is no question that it is really hard to live in a community where there are a lot of people living on the street. To address the matter, it's not going to work for us to demonize those folks.
That's Patience Milrod. She says even with services, the city still seems to be missing what homeless people actually need, an affordable place to live.
As rents go up, homelessness increases. Big surprise, right? I mean, this is kind of economics 101. And unless and until we're prepared to put serious money into building housing for people and or preserving housing that is affordable to people at our clients' price point, then we're not going to fix the problem.
Council member Luis Chavez agrees that more affordable housing is needed and the city should work with private companies to build it. But he says that such housing shouldn't just be focused in Southwest and Southeast Fresno.
And from my point of view, I think it's easier to place them on the corridors where we have transportation, we have services, we have amenities. So we need to figure out a way of placing these projects across the city.
Chavez voted in favor of the camping ban when it was proposed. He says he was responding to calls his office received about how homeless encampments had become problems for residents and businesses. And while the ban has made sprawling tent cities less likely, it's also made it harder to find large groups of homeless people. At least that's the case for the point-in-time count, where volunteers tally and survey the homeless population throughout Fresno County. I join a team in northwest Fresno. We stop at a few parks, one in particular with few trees and an open field where we can see from one side of the street to the next.
Well, not really anywhere for them to be.
That's Amy Bird, one of the volunteers. With a flashlight in her hand, she doesn't spot any homeless people. But right outside Fresno's newest Walmart, we meet a few people, including a man named Sean.
Hey guys, how are you? Are you currently homeless?
No, I just bought me a truck.
Okay, so you're living out of your truck.
But Sean and the other homeless people weren't camping in tents or sleeping in the street. And it's easier to move a car from place to place than just a mattress. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.